Hey guys, this is Velde from Mojo here. Danish Counter-Strike is one hell of a drug, but so is Thorin's YouTube channel.
This video is brought to you by eSportsBet, the industry's leading crypto odds matrix. They are still running their first time deposit bonus of 50% on up to 200 USDT. So it's a great way to get more bang for your buck. They have all the games, CSGO, Valorant, League of Legends, Dota 2, Rainbow Six, FIFA, you know all the jazz. Now, Ents recently lost Spinx during the player break, sold him to Vitality, and signed Valdir from OG and Son Pius from Movistar Riders. They have yet to play a single game with the new lineup, no one has seen them, and they will be playing in tomorrow's ESL Pro League Group C. Now, for disclosure, I normally wouldn't do this, but I thought for this particular one, because of the special context and what I'm going to do at the end of the video, I want to make it clear that I have been long-time friends with Natu, the Ents founder. Lerpis was one of the owners of Ents, and Lerpis is also involved in my new company in a background degree. Because I'm about to hype the shit out of a lineup that has never played ever in Counter-Strike. So I want to make it clear that yes, there potentially are these other elements behind, but it's not like I have ownership in Ents, not like I have a special reason to. By the way, spoiler, go back to 2019. All the Ents fans thought I hated them. Loads of them got blocked on Twitter because I just pointed out they weren't better than certain teams like Na'Vi, believe it or not. You'd have to go back and find the drama and know what I'm talking about. Basically, they got overhyped because of the kind of Itzy run a lot of those fans. Now, the standard method of how I do the videos where it's like a transfer and they haven't played yet is obviously, should they have removed this guy? Should they have added this guy? Now, let's be real. Start with the Spinx one. Should Spinx have been let go? Well, no, because he wasn't let go, was he? He went to a much better team, a much bigger team with more money. And in terms of the game, you can't lose a player like that. So no, you shouldn't let him go because he might never have another player like Spinx again. He's probably the best to ever play for Ents, I would guess, by the end of his career. I think it's a slam dunk to become superstar talent if he's not already there. Probably has to do it a little bit more on LAN. And there's the issue. You swap over. There isn't just the game, though, is there? There isn't just how good Ents can be. There's the business of Ents as well. For business, I think it's a perfect move at the perfect time because Ents is still a relevant good team right now. This isn't everything because Spinx has left. You can sell him for big money. Ents is a small org. I think they've even said they didn't take venture capital even. So their operating costs are going to be very different as a business and how they're leveraged compared to some of the other companies. And you can take the money you get for a Spinx and re-up as they have done. And you can even get two players. That's going to be key in a second. So the players they've added are Valdir and Son Pius. Son Pius, mainly known for the IEM Cologne run of Movistar Riders to the semi-final. I thought he was overrated at that event in terms of the kind of player he was. People were talking like he was some like crazy, like skill god, hard carry, superstar player who's rocking the whole arena. Like, he's not simple. He's not Ziwu. He's not those players. Quite frankly, I don't know if he's better than Spinx as an overall player. I'd probably say no. I mean, let's be real. I would say no. He is not. That's why I didn't even say that. He's not better than Spinx. He's not a better player. You're not replacing him with a better player. Now, let's be real. He is a good player and potentially could be a very good traditional AWPer. Like, what I love about this guy's game is he is a throwback to 1.6. Too many of the AWPers now, it's all about like FPL style player. You're more like a Brokey or more like one of the, or Hades himself than you are a traditional fraud, Kogu, device, in this case, Son Pius. Like, they're the ones who hold this spot, hit the long range shots with the AWP, don't let people pass certain spots, use a tripwire to cut off the map, take the best angles that make the most sense, reposition. In many ways, I do think this guy is like a Spanish device. When he has his angles set up, he's not going to constantly re-pick in them, he's just going to hit his shots, and he's going to hit all the 7 out of 10 difficulty shots, which I always thought was the strength of device, and why he's the dream for an IGL or a coach. Now, he's not that super flaky, super aggro, combat style. He's not as simple. He's not even trying to be that type of player. It's a totally different game. So the fact is, realistically, he isn't replacing Spinx. He's replacing Hades, who actually already was let go. And that was a different part of the story, wasn't it? Because Hades was that kind of AWPer. And he hadn't acclimatized or made it at Ents' LAN level, which is now to compete for championships, to be in semi-finals, etc. He was having his issues. He was too streaky. I've always said tier 1 AWP versus tier 1 AWP is the biggest mismatch in Counter-Strike when the level is different between the two of them. It just makes it look like one guy's trash and one guy's amazing. It's hard for the other one to see it because it's such a binary weapon and how you play around it is so key on your team and the cost on your economy if you're the ones losing. People like Farley and Cadian will show you that now and over the last few months. So I actually think Son Pius is a better style of AWP for Snappy, the in-game leader. He's better for his system, a tactical system where he wants to move people around the map. For positioning, you can leave him alone and go to another site because he's going to hold in an appropriate manner, not just flick and get instantly headshot by someone when he's peeking back out. He knows what he needs. I've heard he's a vocal player who's going to say it and demand what he wants. And he hits his shots. That is way easier to plan around than the Hades super flicky crazy style. Like, that's the problem. You can ride that style and win some games, but I prefer this sort of approach generally. That's why if he is the Spanish device, Snappy's going to love him then, isn't he? Snappy loves Danish Counter-Strike and is very much a Danish IGL. So to me, this is overall an AWP upgrade, primarily in terms of style, but maybe in terms of strength. Like, I actually do think Hades had skills. I think he's just one of those players where, a bit like at one point in time in his prime, Chris J., there's a lot of like variance in the style too, and it's hard to rely on. It's hard to integrate those guys sometimes unless you have the best rifle core ever. Now, there aren't too many good undiscovered AWPers in Counter-Strike. AWPers are fairly thin on the ground, especially good tier 1 LAN AWPers because of what I said before. And let's be real, this guy is not experienced enough yet and needs to put a bunch more LANs, but I do think he's quite a promising rising talent, and especially for this team, and I think this team can make his name much more known and make him a much better player. Now, speaking of learning, improving, getting experience, Esports Bet is trying to level up too. They've got a new machine AI hybrid learning system, which is basically going to watch patterns on the site and observe how accounts bet, when they bet, the patterns of what they do, so that all the people who are trying dodgy stuff, match fixing, all sorts of crazy stuff like that, they're not going to be able to angle shoot. And instead of a normal innocent person like you using the site getting flagged or having some sort of problem, that hopefully will be the case. That won't be your issue, will it? This will be used to weed out all the bad apples, as it were. Now, Valdir, the other player, he technically is the replacement for Spinks if Sun Pius is the Hades replacement role for role and where you are on the team. But this is what's going to be interesting. People are going to assume, but he isn't going to be because he's out Valdir, right? Now, Valdir isn't better than Spinks, but he once was where I'd say Spinks was like at the end of last year or early this year. So he was starting to get good just before the huge pop-off because he was a talented up-and-coming player in a team called Project X, later known as Heroic, in 2016. Who was his in-game leader at that time? Oh, Snappy. That was when Snappy got his break in CSGO and became a decent name. Well, when Valdir later went to play in North, he was playing with legends, with top players, top talents in Denmark. I talked about this interview, and so he changed to be a bit more of a supportive player. And now that has sort of stuck with him, and it's been the mold that he's set in by fans. They think of him basically as just a sort of Zipnix clone. The irony being, Zipnix himself was a rising talent, went to a team with much better, even better Danish riflers and all the rest of it at AWPer, and he became a supportive player, a bit like Zipnix, because he is Zipnix. So that even itself is quite a funny sort of piece of history repeating or rhyming, as it were. So because he became the Zipnix clone, well, he then did it in OG, right? You remember the Flashpoint 2 period, which get all that value out of crazy positions. As a result, everyone says he is another Zipnix, or he can be a good supportive player. Probably true. I think that's the case. But I think that's not all he can do with his game. And in my opinion, I look at the OG team and I credit primarily Valdir and Lexi B for a lot of that 2020 success, a little bit of NBK too. I do think there's a warped perception around him, as I've alluded to. And as a result, you might think, well, this seems like a totally good team for him to join. It is a good team, but he should actually be in a better org. As in, he should be in one of the giant orgs. He could have been, look, EVG sucks, but as an org, you got more money and potentially could get better players in the future. Obviously, Astralis, I hate the org, but let's be real, that would have been a team with players in where he could potentially do more. He probably is actually a player slightly overqualified to be on Ents. Bear in mind, Ents was this little small budget org once upon a time. So I think Ents has scored big by getting him in the first place. Some Pius is far less attractive overall, in my opinion, in terms of who would sign him. I think this guy in this team is not going to just be a support development. I think he can be a strong rifler and potentially even one of the stars, one of the trio of the riflers they've got there. Because I think, although probably two riflers in the AWP, let's be real, I think he will be used like that on some maps. I think on some maps it'd be like Valdir, Dika as the, like, main riflers and the stars, and then Sun Pius as a star AWPer, and then maybe Madden will fill in as he did somewhere else, it seems like. But also there are maps where Valdir can go and fill and be supportive, presumably if Madden has a great spot or a role on that particular map. And the Madden reason actually is also why this move, I think, is also so good. He can do more. I think you saw it in FPX, but when he was behind Spinks in the pecking order, there wasn't really place for him. So I think this team is one that can do it by committee. I've actually seen it as a little bit of a sort of mini phase. I think it's got some of those vibes to it, quite frankly, instead of being one really good superstar player and then Diha as well, and then the streakiness of Hades. I think the effect on others is the key thing. That's a core concept I want to get to here. When you sign a player It's not just about what does he do one for one with who he replaces, but sometimes he brings something else to the team as well. That means he can swap other people's roles, positions, ordering the pecking order, all sorts of things around, change up the way people think about the squad, what type of a style you play. And in this case, I think signing two players didn't directly replace Spinks and Hades. Yes, you sort of replaced Hades as an AWPer, but stylistically completely differently. So you brought in a better stylistic player as the AWP, in my opinion, for Snappy's style, and then you brought in a good rifler and maybe freed up another good rifler sometimes, all of it under Snappy, who is going to love everything about this move. Bear in mind, he couldn't keep Spinks. Now, obviously, I mentioned Dicha. He is someone who is slightly underrated, in my opinion. In this team so far, he's sort of been the second star, usually, in my opinion. Mainly, I think, personality-wise and mindset-wise, that seems to fit him. I do think, though, if Valde gets really good and Sampaio gets better, I think he could be a banger as a third star, though. I think that would be right where it would suit him, and he would be the guy who just creates the game that then gets pushed over the top by Sampaio and by Valde. So we've got an episode of Competitive Edge that I did with Monty. And spoiler, like I alluded to before, I basically predict Ence is going to win the group. They're going to beat Astralis, Heroic, and Mouse. So let's look at this scenario, right? Yeah, they have a lack of a superstar player. They're Ence. Where are they supposed to get a superstar player, like a top five player in the world? They had one, but it's gone now. They've got a strong rifle core. That'll keep you in the game, as Nip and Heroic have shown you. They've got a good to maybe very good AWPer. And his style seems like the traditional style. That's very intriguing. But I think that means they can go ahead with most head-to-head with most of the top 10 immediately and maybe even win out. They've got a good to maybe very good IGL. This will probably be their team that actually proves it, since there's no Spinks. The coach and in-game leader have control. That's key, because they're picking the players they want, how they want to use them. They get to essentially probably even fire them, potentially replace them with someone else. I think this team can be a top five team. I think they're a dark horse, maybe even a win tournament, sight unseen. And I think the map pool could get really nice if they keep working on it. Look at these players. I think they've got a lot of versatility here, especially because they can change up who the stars are with someone like Valde, potentially. So let's be real. I'm just going to show you how confident I am by actually putting their money where their mouth is. Now, in Group C, the biggest name in terms of the current performers, obviously, was Ence. But if you wanted the biggest names, obviously Astralis, right? The team with Glaive and Blameth, and they were obviously the team that won all those majors with the old lineup. Now they're not as good a team. Their ranking actually sort of shows how weak the top 10 is. But I'll show you how confident I am in Ence, because Astralis is a heavy favourite, 1.554. Ence is a massive underdog at 2.372. Well, I'll show you what I'm going to do, because I think Ence is actually going to win. I'm going to say, since I get 2.3, I'm going to put 2,000 USDT on this. So I'll get 4,744 return. And I'm just telling you, I know this team's never played before. This is a little bit wild. I just really think it can happen. I actually think this is a great bet. And I'll come back. That's the one I want. I'm going to ride with it. And we'll see who wins in the end, right? This video was kindly supported by Kill Your Inner Loser, Ahmed Hajou, Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Paul Villa, Travis Goff, Adam Oaks, Animosity, Bot Pounder 420, Hades, Jensen Gore, Kovacevic, Pacey, Tobias Bernasconi, Tosh, Toucan, and as always, special thanks goes out to Jerky's Minion. Do you want to suggest a topic or a guest for my shows? Would you like to ask a question in my Patreon AMA? Maybe you want teasers, find out who the next Reflections guests are or upcoming talk show guests. Do you want to take part in one of those long donator discussions with me? Well, if any of the above or more sound interesting to you, put your money where your mouth is. Join the Skrilluminati today via the Patreon link in the description box below.